This is the Iowa Business Report Monday edition with support from the Iowa Business Council, a nonpartisan nonprofit organization working to elevate Iowa's economy through leadership, research, and advocacy. More at iowabusinesscouncil.org. The first and perhaps only debate between presidential candidates Trump and Harris will be held tomorrow. Financial journalist Jordan Goodman notes the two have very different views about the economy, as highlighted by some recent Harris statements.
She's talking about offering a $25,000 help for down payments to buy a home for first-time home buyers. She also talked a lot about price gouging by companies as a reason for inflation. The companies, particularly food and grocery companies, immediately shot back and said, we're not price gouging. It's not as though there's a monopoly in food. In fact, lately, prices have been falling a little bit. There's a lot of competitive pressures, and consumers aren't willing to pay higher prices. So it's a competitive market. I just really don't buy what Kamala Harris was saying about price gouging being a major source of inflation. Blame it on these big, rich, greedy corporations. They're trying to make a profit, yes. Grocery store have profit margins of 1% and 2%. They're not gouging here. Remedy, I guess you'd say, was price controls. We're going to stop price gouging by telling stores what they can charge for things. That is not a good recipe. We've tried price controls. Last time it was done was President Nixon, and it temporarily kept prices down. Then when the price controls were lifted, inflation soared in the 1970s.
Financial journalist Jordan Goodman is the author of more than a dozen books on money and personal finance. The Iowa Business Report is presented with support from the Iowa Business Council. Learn more and check out the group's latest quarterly member survey at iowabusinesscouncil.org. I'm Jeff Stein for the Iowa Business Report.